a lot coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want to make sure you're aware of it. Hopefully you can stay the whole time, but I know you got a life, you got stuff happening, you're busy. Here's what's going down. Around 7:30, 6:30 Central, Murder Monday, a brand new one Alex has got for us. The Girl in the Bunker, it's a survival story. Also coming up this morning, just after that, around 7:45-ish, 6:45 Central, we're going to be hooking you up with a trip to the Grammys. We're going to get you qualified to go there, and just for getting qualified, you're going to win some artists that are nominated. We'll give you some digital downloads for music. So not a bad start to your Monday Music Marathon here on Radio Now. I would love for you to join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And tell me if your husband or wife or your significant other suffers from this and what you do to work with it. Because, I don't know, I think I might actually have this medical condition, and maybe my wife Lindsay, who's guest co-hosting today, can give me a break for once in my life. A woman in China says she can't hear men with deep voices due to a rare condition that happened. She woke up one morning and couldn't hear her boyfriend speak, so she went to the hospital. She was eventually diagnosed with reverse slope hearing loss, in which she could only hear high frequencies, which means she can't hear many men that have deeper voices. Doctors believe that fatigue and too much stress may have contributed to her hearing loss, and they expect her to make a full recovery. Now listen, I have fatigue with my job. I have a lot of stress with my job, and I know this is a woman not hearing a man's voice, but I swear, I sometimes struggle to hear my wife, and she yells and yells and yells, and Lindsay, you being in studio, this is even better. I think you need to take a little, you know, a little time and give me a little patience here.
No. You can hear me perfectly fine. You just choose to ignore me.
That's not true. Because listen, and guys, call in 833-JOE-ALEX if you struggle with this, where you really can't hear your wife yelling. Because I can't. My wife yells and yells and yells and then gets mad at me and then comes up. Can't you hear me yelling? I'm like, hey, good morning, babe.
Well,
so how do you deal with that?
If you can't hear me, it's because you're listening to your music or other podcasts or whatever at such a high volume that I can hear them downstairs.
Well, how far is he? Like, is when you call him, is he
A full story away.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes he's just, you know, like 3 feet away from me on the couch.
I'm sure women listening.
It really doesn't matter how far away he is. He just does not listen.
I'm sure women listening right now have the same issue. But I want to hear, like, what's the story in your household? What goes down? Who is it? What's the problem? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I used to DJ all the time. I know Porkchop did that, too, on the side for weddings. It's good money. But between that, working in radio, going to concerts, and it's just your ears get exposed to so much sound. I mean, I have headphones on for 5 hours a day. Alone here just doing the job, and I have audio in my ears all the time. I know I have hearing loss. I know I do, yeah. But I think I might actually suffer from what this lady in China has, but it's just reverse. Not I can hear men's voices, but I really have a hard time hearing you, Lindsay, like my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, first I don't think this woman is suffering either. I'm kind of jealous of her, to be honest.
What, you had this condition? You wish you had reverse slope
that,
hearing
that
loss?
That I couldn't hear men? Yeah, honestly, I think it'd be kind of nice. No offense.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Jennifer, do you know this for anybody that you know, or does it happen?
Well, I mean, I have family members who, you know, suffer from hearing loss as they get older, but I just assume that, you know, with old age, that they just tend to lose, you know, hearing it towards the end of our life. But, you know, with my husband, that's a completely different story. That, you know how you complain sometimes she could just be yelling and yelling and it's not until she comes and bangs on the table that she gets your attention. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm with you on that. I believe that because it doesn't matter what my husband's doing sometimes. It's typically more in the morning when he's first getting up and before he's going to sleep that I could just have a whole conversation with him and he'll just stare at me and then he'll be like, okay, well, what'd you say? I seen your mouth moving, you know. And I'll sit there and I'll want to get upset with it. And then sometimes I'm like, you know, okay, maybe there is a problem. I just never knew that there was anything such called that or there was actually anything that really happened like that. So with her coming out about her story, that makes things a lot more clear and a lot more sense.
Yeah, Jennifer, I'm hoping this will be an awakening for a lot of women out there, and especially my wife, Lindsay, who's in studio today, guest co-hosting with Alex being at a wedding in California. I mean, Lindsay, you hear Jennifer right there.
You really don't think he's just, like ignoring you? Like, maybe not to be mean, but he's just like focusing on other stuff.
Are you trying to insult Jennifer's husband?
What's
wrong with the man she married?
You know, I thought about this because me and my husband just got married in August. So it's a new hot blood. You know, of course we're all friendly and we're happy and we're just happy to be together. But that's how our relationship started. It started based off of talking. So we were talking every day. And then it just seemed like it got to a certain point where there were certain points in the conversation where we just held this whole conversation and he only heard bits and pieces. And it's not even that I was talking too low or I was talking too high. It's just he really couldn't hear me. And, you know, the sincerity. And I think that's what you have to really look for in your spouse is their sincerity in their face. Like, hey, I really didn't hear you. Because then that's also going to cause a lot of problems out there nowadays because women are going to jump right on the boat. Oh, well, I know you don't have a problem. You're just look at your face.
Jennifer,
I know you heard
me. God bless you, Jennifer, for calling. And your husband is lucky to have you. And, I mean, it's possible you might have talked his ear off. I mean, if he had it in the beginning and he lost it. But I hope he makes a full recovery. And I thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Listen, Lindsay, I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm hoping you hearing people like Jennifer call in makes you maybe give your husband or your significant other a little more grace, a little more time. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be happening here. I know I'm just going to get yelled at after this.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, producer Porkchop, what are you all upset about? You're saying I blew you off this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I texted you.
Okay. Producer Porkchop is hashtag butthurt over what happened this weekend. I want you to hear a story, then join in at 833-JOE-ALEX and let us know, should Porkchop actually be the one that's in trouble, or does he have a right to be kind of mad at me for what happened?